Today I would like to discuss with you the minhag of reciting HaTorah's Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. HaTorah's Nedarim, the minhag of reciting HaTorah's Nedarim comes from a Gemara. It's a very simple minhag. It has a Makar all the way back in time of the Gemara. The Gemara is Naf Chof Gimel Amid Beis in Masechta Nedarim. I'm sure you have all heard the Gemara. Haroitzeh Shelo Yiskaimu Nedarav Shel Kol Hashana. A person, if he wants that his Nedarim, the vows that he makes during the year, the coming year, should not have any Kiyum, because the Chazal tell us that a person that violates a Neder is a terrible, terrible sin. A Neder represents the Koyach HaDibur. Koyach HaDibur is what makes man unique over everything else in creation. Animals do not have, they are living creatures, but they don't have dibur. Dibur represents intellect. When a person abuses the koyach dibur, he abuses his boracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given. So if a person wants to protect himself, that in the future, during the coming year, if he makes a mistake and he says something, and he makes a vow, the vow should not have any real validity, so he should be given moidah. He should stand on Rosh Hashanah. The Yoimar should say, "Kol hanedarim, all the nedarim that I'm going to make the following year, yihiyu b'talim." Period. So this is the Gemara Masechta Nedarim.
So that's
one of the very big issues, that on Rosh Hashanah, doing this on Rosh Hashanah is not the proper time, because the Gemara indeed says that in Rosh Hashanah, what the Gemara is telling you to do is to give a moidah. It's not telling you to be matir the neder. It's not an exact match for our minhag. That's what we're going to come to in a moment. The Gemara is telling you to give a moidah for the future. That anything that I do in the future should have no validity. As an extension of that, we go back a day before Rosh Hashanah, and we give a moidah. That's part of what you say in HaTorah. Then if you read HaTorah, if you remember, you say this long thing, and then the three people, and then afterwards, you go, what are you doing when you're going afterwards? So if you look in the Siddur, you'll notice, Hareini Moiser Moidah. I'm giving over a moidah. I am informing the court that anything that I will, any vow that I make in the future, should be null and void from today. So if we look at the Gemara and you look at what we do every Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing is not for the past. It's a very interesting idea. It's for the future. What?
It's to a broad base for the future. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're right. It's problematic. I agree with you. It's problematic. But what the only makar we find in the Gemara is a moidah for the future, which is very, very interesting. Tells us that when you're coming to Erev Rosh Hashanah, we generally look at Rosh Hashanah, Och atasi avisi pashati. You're looking back to the past. We have terrible charat, all of the sins that we've done. Life is miserable. Everything that we've done is no good. No, that's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is Charata Al Ha'avar. Rosh Hashanah is a positive outlook for the future. That is the focus of Rosh Hashanah. That is what the Ikar HaTorah Sedarim is for. It's not what we say before the Chacham, the Bezin is Matir the Neder. It's to give a Moedah that this coming year is going to be a year like none other. It's going to be a perfect year. And we want to protect our Koyach HaDibur. Anything that we, any vow that we make, we should not, Chas Shalom, should not be a sin. So we Mevatel the Neder Mikan Ulehaba. Now, as an extension of that, once we're ready in the spirit of being Mevatel Nedarim Al Ha'asid, you know what? We might as well be Mevatel all the Nedarim that we've made in the past. That during, so you'll ask me a question, but didn't we give a Moedah already? Didn't we already give a Moedah last year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that all the Nedarim that we're going to make in the future should be null and void? So why is it necessary now to be Mevatel all of the Nedarim of the past year? I don't know the answer. The answer is something like, who says it really worked? Who says that last year we gave the Moedah, we were sincere? Right? So we just maybe we didn't understand what we were saying, we weren't having Kavanah, it wasn't sincere, maybe we weren't in Shul. So because a loy plug, once we're in the spirit of canceling vows in the future, we might as well cancel all the vows that we've done in the past that may not have been included in the moedah that we made last year. It's a little bit difficult. And it's because since the nedarim, this violating a ned is terrible, as we mentioned, a terrible sin, and it's a sin which involves the koyach hadibur, and the koyach hadibur is what makes man special. That represents the creation of v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Life is called, the way the Torah describes life, chayim, the whole theme of Yom Ram is l'chayim, is life, and the way the Torah describes man coming, becoming alive is v'yipach elokim nishmas be'apov nishmas chayim, and the Targum translates the words nishmas chayim to mean ruach nemalala, a creature which speaks, and making a vow and violating the vow is the ultimate abuse of the koyach hadibur. It's critical to enter into the days of Rosh Hashanah to cancel all sins relating to speech in the future and in the past. Fine. So that is the ikur makar for hataras nedar. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says it should be done really in Rosh Hashanah. It's a Moedah for the future. Now let's make something clear. Why then do we do it Erev Rosh Hashanah? The answer is because since we're in the spirit of canceling vows in the of canceling vows for the future, which can be done on the end of itself, we decide we might as well also cancel all vows in the past. But when we cancel vows in the past, that's a real Hatorah. And you're not allowed to be Matar Neder on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because that's a Maisa Bezdin. That is something which requires a court. That cannot be done on Yom Tov itself. That can only be done before Yom Tov. So the Mela, we push it back one day to Erev Yom Tov. So let's review the whole process. Ideally, we would do it on Rosh Hashanah itself. We would give a positive outlook for the next year. It's the new year. Today is Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be a great year. We're not going to sin. We're not going to abuse life. Life is speech. We're going to cancel in advance all vows. That's just a simple announcement. We don't need a bezdin. We can do this on Yom Tov. But once we're doing this, you know what? We also want to cancel, do a real hatara for sins that have been committed in the past. But it's Yom Tov. We can't do that today. So you know what? We'll do it yesterday. Or we'll plan the calendar. We will do this the day before Rosh Hashanah. We'll give the moedah for the future. And we'll cancel vows for the past in order to free ourselves of sins relating to the koyach hadibur. Then you'll ask a question, so why then do we do the same exact thing on Yom Kippur? We do Nochemol Hataras Kol Nidrei on Yom Kippur. So the answer is, for Yom Kippur, it's a much more powerful Hatara. It's done B'tzibur. There are certain types of vows, which we'll come to in a moment, that can only be annulled by the Tzibur. Rosh Hashanah, in ancient times, not everyone went to Shul on Rosh Hashanah. Yechidim went to Shul Rosh Hashanah. Only on Yom Kippur did everyone come together. So Yom Kippur is a time where the community, where the entire, where the Bezdin, the entire Tzibur has the koyach to cancel vows. It's a Hatorah of the Tzibur. Whereas Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's a lightweight Hatorah. We want to do both. Each one has a maila and a chasaron. The maila of Erev Rosh Hashanah is every single person individually is matir the neder, but it's lacking the koyach of the tzibur freeing us from the nedarim. On the other hand, when you do it kol nidrei by Erev Yom Kippurim, not every single yachid properly expresses his charata, because the one who says the kol nidrei is the shatz, is the shliach tzibur. The tzibur is required to sing along, to say along with him, but not everyone actually says the words properly, enunciates the words the way they should be said. Not everyone understands what's going on. So therefore, as a backup plan, we do it also Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. There are many gersois. The past, the future. So there are many. Right. So there are many. There are many variations. There are many hagim. What exactly is the nusach? Is the past, the future? You're right. There's a lot going on. I'm not prepared. I don't know. I don't know the answer to all of these the explanations for all the various minhagim. But one thing we just keep in mind: there is something for the future, a moedah for the future, and there's an atar for the past. We do it twice. We do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we do it on Yom Kippur. The ikar zman to do it is Rosh Hashanah, the moedah. That's what the Gemara says. Some of the Farshim explained that we find, I don't know where this is, but it's brought down, Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. I don't know where it says this. I saw this mentioned over 5 times, that Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah, and that's why the Kol Nidre is done Erev Yom HaKippurim. It's the tzibur. The koyach of the tzibur has more power than the koyach of the yachid, but we want each individual to do it as well, to impress upon him the seriousness of how much he must do this. And there's also a remez. The remez is lo yachel devorei kichol. The latter mazim abanil lidadi v'dadi li. But the last letters of those four words that tell us that a person should not violate his words, lo yachel devorei kichol, are aleph lamed vav lamed elol. So that means the last day of Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before we enter into the Rosh Hashanah, is a time where a person should lo yachel, he may not be mechel devarei, aval achedim mechilin loy, the makarv that you can go to a chacham to matan eder, comes from this pasuk. The pasuk says that you may not make light of your words, but someone else may make light of your words, and the last letters of that pasuk spell the word Elul, which tells us in the last day of Elul, it's a good idea to be mater a neder. Now, some interesting halachas and minhagim learn to be mater neder. Some learn that you should not be mater neder after chatzos. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should be mater neder before chatzos. If you're running late and you have to run to work or whatever the case is, and you do not have time to stay late for davening to be mater neder, and it's now past chatzos, it's not the best idea, because after chatzos is already the kedusha of Yom Tov, and Yom Tov itself, you now let him do a ma'aseh bezdin, so you wait until after Yom Tov. It's not the worst thing. Rav Arshan tells us that if you can't be matan eder before Rosh Hashanah, you can be matan eder during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And indeed, there are many that had the minhag b'dafka not to be matan eder Rosh Hashanah, but instead to be matan eder during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Some had the minhag. The Gemara says you should do it on Rosh Hashanah. So we're not doing it on Rosh Hashanah Manav Shach. So once we're not doing it on Rosh Hashanah, so who says it's better to do it Erev Rosh Hashanah? Maybe Adrav, you should do it after Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So indeed, there are many that have a minhag b'dafka not to do it Erev Rosh Hashanah, to do it during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. When? So some do it on the eighth day, the day when you say the Yud Gimel Midos. That's a very holy day. That's a real spooky day, the day that you say the Yud Gimel Midos. And some have the minhag b'dafka on that day to be matan eder, yeah? On the Yigal Midos, yeah? Okay, I know, okay. Okay, that is one thing. Now, I have over here this I never heard of. This is totally new to me. Another mukar, why we do Hataras Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. It comes from Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, we know, Chazal tell us, Ulukod Kod Nizir Echav. It's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Yosef was a Nazir. He was a Nazir from the time that he was Poyish from his brothers until he was Paro, until Paro 2 years later, until Paro 2 years later took him out of prison. Well, look, what? And Chazal tell us, and when was Yosef released from prison? It's a famous Chazal, it's in the Piyutim, and it's discussed at great length by the Darshanim. When was Yosef HaTzadik released from prison after being in prison for 2 years? It was on Rosh Hashanah. What did he do when he went to Paro to be released from prison? Vayigalach, vayichalef simloisav. He shaved his hair and he put on new clothing. The question is, how can Yosef shave his hair? But Yosef was a Nazir. The Gemara tells explicitly, Ulukot Kodin Zirachot, from the day that Yosef was parish from his brothers, for those 2 years, Yosef was a Nazir. Oh. He grew long. What? Okay, how many years?
Extra.
Right, 2 years extra.
So 10 years before, apparently.
So 12 years. So how many years? Well, he was a Nazir for many. He was a Nazir for many, many years. And now, but the pasuk, how could the Gemara tell us that he was a Nazir for all these years when the pasuk says that vayigalach vayichalef simlesav when he went to Paro on Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, this is given by the Darshanim, that the Nazirus, he was shoyel on his Nazirus. Basically, he was mater neder. I'm a Nazir for this number of years. Now I have to go to Paro. It's disrespectful to appear in front of Paro in the state of having long hair as a Nazir. I have no choice but to shave my hair. He was scheduled to appear to Paro on Rosh Hashanah. L'chayra, the Avos kept the Kol HaTorah Kula. He would not do Malacha. He would not, before Matan Torah, Yosef would not do Malacha, would not do Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. So that means he has shaved his hair on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that means to have to shave, he had to be Mater Neder Erev Rosh Hashanah. So where's the Bezdin? I don't know where the Bezdin is. Good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. I don't know the answer. So Yosef HaTzadik, the earliest Makar we can find for a person of biblical Arjun being Matur Neder is Yosef HaTzadik Erev Rosh Hashanah. To review, Yosef was a Nazir for 12 years. He went to Paro on Rosh Hashanah. Paro released him from prison. He could not appear before Paro until he shaved the seer, and that's explicit in the Pasuk, which means he had to be Matur Neder. When is he Matur Neder? The Erev Rosh Hashanah. Just like he was Matir Neder Erev Rosh Hashanah, and obviously it has some great depth, great meaning. So we, myself, similar banim, we also are Matir Neder to prepare ourselves to be released from the prison. What's the prison we learned today in Yeshaya? The mind. The ultimate prison, to be prisoners of the mind. We also are Matir Neder to prepare to come Lufnei the Melech Malchei Hamlochim to be released from the prison in our mind. What?
Didn't the jailers change his clothes and
they forced it upon him?
Yeah.
Could be, but I guess he had to participate, so he didn't want to violate the law. Nazir, this is what it says. So he was Matir Neder. It's a drush. Ein Meshivin al Hadrush.
All of details of the Nazir on that time.
It says in the pasuk, Ulukot Kod Nazir Echov. The others seem to know a lot of things that we don't know. It seems that they knew Kol Torah Kula. I don't know the details of what exactly they knew. Okay, let's now go to another idea. Okay, now some of it, yeah?
The Sfaradim, I was there last year, three times Matzah Shabbos, they are Matir Neder.
Three times?
And it's funny, I mean,
when?
Shul says the Nusra.
Right, they're doing a monogamy of how you Matir Neder. So some shuls, everyone says it together.
Right, there's no.
Everyone says it together in front of the Bezin. No, you have the Bezin. My sister told me that when she was in school, in elementary school or in high school, whatever it was, everyone would go to the auditorium the day before Rosh Hashanah, the last day of school, and they had on the stage the three people, the principal and two of the teachers, and all of the girls would together recite the Nusach of HaTorah Nedarim. And the three teachers, the principal, three men would be Matir Neder for the entire school in one shot. I was once in a place, I was in the Munas Yisrael in a bar, once Erev Rosh Hashanah, a number of years ago, in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I never saw this. Is basically they do it in groups. Everyone in the front of the Beis Medrash, they divide up the entire Beis Medrash into two parts. Everyone in the front. In the front, faces everyone in the back, first, face everyone in the front. Everyone in the front, the first, like half of the Beis Medrash, they turn around and they face the back. And everyone in the back says together, HaTorah Asdam, to the front. And everyone in the front is Matir Neder for those in the back. And then they reverse it. The people in the front say it to the people in the back. So you do it twice. The front does it to the back, and the back does it to the front. When I grew up in the Young Israel, and in Chaim Berlin, every three people is a different Bezdin. You have every four people, and everyone takes turns. I think that's the most common way, which I've seen in the Young Israel for as long as I can remember, and I've seen in Chaim Berlin, every four people serves as another Bezdin. There's halachi, it's not a real Atara system. You don't need a real Bezdin. Even Kroivim, even relatives, even B'dievet Kitanim, B'dievet can be okay. And even at night, a Maisa Bezdin really should be done by day, should not be done at night. But if you say Slichos at night, if you say Slichos before Bashmeris Sabaykar, or if you say Slichos 10 o'clock at night, or on yesterday, B'dievet, you can do Atara even at night. Now, I mentioned the different minhagim. By the way, the Chassam Sofer's minhag, Chassam Sofer is very popular. He did HaTorah Asdam Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. Everything was there. Kol Nidre is done at night, and he did the private his minhag among him and his Beis Medrash's family was to do HaTorah Asdam not Erev Rosh Hashanah like we do, but to do HaTorah Asdam Erev Yom Kippur. It seems that it's universal. Today, 99% of Klal Yisrael does HaTorah Asdam Erev Rosh Hashanah, not Erev Yom Kippur, not during the Aser Simei Tshuva. It's only if you can't, if you don't have time, you're not able to, you're not in shul, you have to go to work, whatever the case is, then you can do HaTorah Asdam during the entire Aser Simei Tshuva. Now, there are some other very interesting minhagim. We do HaTorah Asdam with three people. Three people are enough. But there were many tzaddikim in the previous generations that had different minhagim. Some of the minhagim duck have 10. To have 10 people be Matir Neder. Why 10 people? Because part of the nusach, you have to look in your nusach of your machzor and your siddur, it says, Bein shenadarti behokitz, Bein shenadarti b'chaloyim. Even a neder which I made in a dream. In a dream, whether neder I made in a state of consciousness when I was awake or neder in a dream. The Gemara says a neder that's made in a dream, it needs a minion. you need a tzibur to be matir. So if you notice in some achzorim, that's in parentheses. So being that some wanted to be matir neder b'shleimuso, in the full tekef of being matir neder, they would be makbid to be matir neder in front of a, in front of 10 people. Some even went so far that the 10 people who are matir neder, someone should first be matir their neder. Yavoi tohor v'yasek b'tohirin, that the people that are matir your neder should be people whose nedarim have been released from them. So I don't know where you start with. Who's the first one? Somehow someone has to be the guinea pig. But after you get the first people, when you get their nedarim are released, only they can come along and be matir your neder. Some even went so far that were makbid, and only kohanim should be matir neder. 10 Kohanim. Why? Because if you look at the Nusach of Mi Matir Neder, it's not just about Mi Matir Neder. There are beautiful brachos in the Nusach of HaTorah Asnadam. HaKol Mutorim, HaKol Mechudim Lach, Ein Kan Loi, Shanta V'Loi, Klola V'Loi Oror. It's a beautiful Nusach. You have to look at it very carefully and study it. Included in the Nusach, in the Nikarad in the Gemara, all you need to say to the person is, Mutalach, 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 and you're finished. It's all you need to do. We have a Nusach, because the HaTorah Asnadam represents the koyach hadibur, like we mentioned. Dibur represents chayim. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. What does that mean? Ruach memalala. The koyach hadibur has very much connected to chayim, and we want a year of life. It's not just being matir neder. There are very deep things that are being said when you matir neder. There are beautiful brachas. Who has the koyach of bracha in Klal Yisrael? The koyhanim. So there were tzaddikim in the previous generations. If they obviously they had the ability to do this, today if you do this, you'll make people crazy. You'll drive people crazy. But there were people that had this option, and obviously if they did it, it had significance. They had 10 people, mimata their neder, who themselves already had their nedarim released, and the 10 people were koyhanim. So when they would say the nusach, they should be given with the koyach of bracha. People who are roy to be mevarech, who are dafka the koyhanim. I saw another minig which is even really, really extreme, where they were tzaddikim, they were makbid to have a bezin of 23 people be matir neder. 23 people. And so if you're in a big shul, it's not so hard. You have 23 people sit on the stage, and the whole shul says it together. It appears that it's not so far-fetched. This idea with the whole shul over here now among us, every four people is a bezdin. But if you go in other shuls, it appears that that's not such a far-fetched minute where you have it's done in groups, much larger groups, where a large group together says the nusach, and you have very chashuv people, a very distinguished people. Well, there they do it half and half, and that's a very strange minhag. They do it. They don't have there. They mamish break up the base medrash into two parts to draw a line down the base medrash. The back faces the front. The front faces the back. In schools, I've been told in schools, girls' schools, they have the teachers, they have the principals. They sit on the stage and the whole school. There's something too where you have chasha. The people should be the ones that are matir neder, because when the people are matir neder, they're giving over beautiful brachos which have meaning. Okay, so this concludes what I wanted to tell you about Torah Nedarim. What?
Practically speaking, how are women matir neder?
They should do it by men.
Could find three men and put them, but practically speaking,
they don't have to. It's only a minute. They don't have to do it. Noshim
ma'amach do this.
They're in school, so they have the option.
They get older, they stop doing it.
They stop doing it. That's right. They don't do it. That's right. Yeah.
Husband has the courage
for his wife.
To be his wife.
But it's not in the Nusach. That's no hafaras nedarim. That's only for Nara Hamurasa. It's only for Murasa. It's not even for Nusua. It's extremely limited. Extremely limited. It's a minhag. Noshim. I don't know. You don't hear women doing this. You don't hear.
Minhag
b'ala. Okay.